welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Chad, and I serve as one of the pastors here at LifePoint. And Sunday at the Lewis Center campus, we continued our series, our Christmas series we're calling With Us, as we walk phrase by phrase through John 1:14. John 1:14 says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And last Sunday, we looked at the phrase became flesh, and we talked about the incarnation of Jesus. And in talking about the incarnation, that word carnation is the word we get our word from, called flesh. In the Greek, it's sarx, and flesh can mean a couple of different things. It can mean the lust of the flesh as it pertains to sin, or it can mean literally skin, or it can mean humanity or human. And that's kind of what it means here in this phrase. The Word became human. And what does it mean that Jesus became human? Well, we talked about how it means that God became vulnerable, that He became vulnerable. What's more vulnerable than being born as a baby? But He wasn't just vulnerable physically. He was vulnerable spiritually. He was opened up Himself to rejection. He made Himself available to people, and in so doing, God made Himself rejectable. In fact, John 1:11 says that He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. The people that knew the scriptures the best, the religious leaders of Jesus' day, had the Bible memorized, but they couldn't recognize God when He was standing right in front of them. So God was vulnerable and made Himself available to us, and yet we rejected Him. That the no room in the inn was a metaphor for what really how Jesus would live His life. And it begs the question, how could Jesus offer so great a love so freely while being rejected so widely? But that's what it means to be vulnerable. Christmas means that God is vulnerable. And oftentimes, I don't think we have a good impression of vulnerability. We don't think being vulnerable is a good thing. I certainly didn't feel that way. Jess and I's first Christmas, we found this out firsthand. I will say that I've turned into a much handier person than I was when she married me. She married someone who, when attempting to be handy, actually made the problem worse rather than making it better. And I've come a long way from hanging our first Christmas decorations. In our first home, we had two columns outside, and she wanted to string lights around the columns that twisted from the top to the bottom. And I didn't own many tools in those days, much less know how to use them. So I went inside and grabbed the first thing that I thought would hold to the columns outside. I grabbed a desk stapler, and I was going to use this desk stapler to staple these lights up to the post. And my sweet, wonderful new wife, with her gift of encouragement, said, "Well, that's just not going to work." And I said, "Oh, it'll work." And so there I am, trying to attach a strand of Christmas lights to a post with a desk stapler. And I think you know the result of this feeble exercise. It didn't work, right? And so I went back inside and I said, "Honey, you were right. That didn't work. I should have just listened to you from the start and gone to the store and got a proper outdoor heavy-duty stapler." No, I didn't say that. When it didn't work, I threw the stapler into the flower bed and I went off to pout like a two-year-old. Why? Because it's hard to be vulnerable. It feels like weakness. And we don't think we should do it. And so when we think about vulnerability, we don't think positively about it. And yet, this is how Jesus comes. He doesn't come on a horse, but in a manger. He doesn't come with a king's crown, but with cradle cap. He doesn't come with a royal robe, but wrapped in swaddling clothes. He doesn't come to a palace, but in a cave in a small town in Bethlehem on the backside of the rural country of Judah. He isn't born into a royal palace, but to a carpenter, into a young girl. He doesn't come extending a sword, but extending belonging and compassion and forgiveness and healing. He comes not in power, but in humility. And He opens Himself up to be rejected. It's remarkable. It's the wonder of Christmas. And yet, because of this vulnerability, we can know Him. It's because of this vulnerability that we can be close to Him. It's because of this vulnerability that God comes close to us. And this is what Christmas means. Christmas means that God is vulnerable, that he became a man. He became one of us so that he could know what it's like to walk in our shoes. Jesus knew what it was like to be tempted. He knew what it was like to have needs. He knew what it was like to have desires. And so when we come to Jesus, when we come to Jesus at Christmas, we're not coming to someone who doesn't know what we're experiencing or what we're feeling. He knows all those things. He knows what it is to be tempted. He knows what it is to have weakness. He knows what it is to wrestle in prayer. Remember when he was in the garden, he prayed to God, "Father, if there's any way for you to accomplish this except through my death, please do it. Do it any other way." And that prayer, that way of escape for a way around the cross was a no. And so when you struggle with prayer, when you struggle to know how to pray, what to pray, or even if you don't want to pray, Jesus has been there. He's been there too. At every point in our lives, no matter what we're dealing with, he knows what it's like to experience what we're experiencing. This is what it means that God became flesh. This is what Christmas means. Well, I'm going to take a minute and pray, and then I'll give you a second to pray as well. Thank you, Lord, for the time this morning to spend together. Thank you so much for Jesus, who became flesh and became vulnerable and opened himself up to even death. And we did. We killed him. We rejected him. Thank you that your vulnerability has led the way for our salvation. May we see Jesus' example in this and lean into our own vulnerability, admitting our weaknesses and admitting our need for you in our lives. Well, now, why don't you take a minute and pray and think about all the ways that Jesus' humanity has led to your salvation, and thank God for that. Thanks again for joining us for the Drivecast. Hope you'll come back tomorrow for another episode. God bless.